More About Talking Book Services is published quarterly by the South Carolina State Library, Talking Book Services. Pamela Davenport, editor. This is Volume 33, Issue 4, Fall 2007. Summer Reading Program 2007. This year's summer reading program was a huge success. 26 children participated from around the state. In keeping with the statewide theme, Get a Clue for younger readers and YNK at Your Library for teens, McGruff the Crime Dog made a guest appearance and gave each participant a prize. Also featured was Jeff Flanders from the Lexington County Sheriff's Department, who sang to the partygoers along with his puppet friend, Gertrude the Duck. Everyone was treated to a Happy Meal lunch from McDonald's. A special thanks to our sponsors, Frank's Car Wash, Hardee's, McDonald's, Riverbank Zoo, Sonic, Lexington County Sheriff's Department, and the Columbia Police Department. Photos for some participants are shown. Alexis Falkenberry, Stacy Etheridge, Shelby Craig, John Laguerre, Kiara Lee Cease, Anthony Quarles, Amal Mamani, and Elijah Gregory. Having My Say by Pamela N. Davenport, Director, TBS. A rare visit. 6th District Congressman and Majority Whip James E. Clyburn is known to most South Carolinians. But what some of you may not know is that Congressman Clyburn and his wife Emily, following their graduation from South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina, began their professional careers in the Charleston County Public Schools. Clyburn became a history teacher and his wife became a librarian. While in Washington, D.C., serving as a member of the Audio Equipment Advisory Board of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, I had the opportunity, and need I say privilege, to visit Congressman Clyburn's office. I could not wait to share this information with you and all the other library supporters. Many of our elected officials, federal and state, are longtime library advocates. Congressman Clyburn is just one of many that we all proudly commend and thank for caring about libraries. South Carolina's Talking Book readers are able to enjoy the special services provided by the South Carolina State Library because of caring elected officials. So, the next time you find yourself near an elected official's office, just drop in and say thank you for caring about libraries. Note, Congressman Clyburn and his wife established the James E. and Emily E. Clyburn Endowment for Archives and History at South Carolina State University. Among other things, the Clyburn Endowment provides the opportunity for South Carolina State University to house and showcase historic papers and documents in a new university archives. The program will be housed in the forthcoming Emily E. Clyburn Archives and History Library. For large print readers, LP 19822, A Woman in Charge, The Life of Hillary Rodham Clinton by Carl Bernstein. Journalist probes the background, character, and political career of this U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential candidate. LP 19805, Holy Ghost Corner by Michelle Andrea Bowen. Shopkeeper and churchwoman Teresa Hobson is in her 40s and still single. When her assistant reintroduces her to her divorced nephew, Lamont Green, the two fall in love. LP 19823, Let's Face It, 90 Years of Living, Loving, and Learning by Kirk Douglas. Actor reminisces about his childhood, fatherhood, career in Hollywood, and enjoying life despite illness and accidents. LP 19813, Porch Talk, Stories of Decency, Common Sense, and Other Endangered Species by Philip Gully. Quaker pastor shares stories of his own life experiences on such topics as leisure, marriage, faith, and enjoyment. LP 19840, The Coldest Winter, America and the Korean War by David Halberstam. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist chronicles the Korean War by including individual stories of the soldiers on the front lines. LP 19841, Dog Days, Dispatches from Bedlam Farm by John Katz. Author describes chaotic experiences on his aptly named Bedlam Farm with his wife, four dogs, and assortment of farm animals. LP-19827, Pontoon, A Lake Wobegon Novel, by Garrison Keeler. A grand wedding celebration on a pontoon boat and a memorial service involving the scattering of ashes over Lake Wobegon lead to unexpected and humorous problems. LP-19798, The Quickie, by James Patterson. When the NYPD cop Lauren Stillwell suspects her husband is having an affair, she decides to take revenge, which goes dangerously awry. LP-19837, Feels Like Family, by Cheryl Woods. At 42, Charleston attorney Helen Decatur's biological clock is ticking, but Eric Whitney may be the answer to her dilemma. LP-19838, Shoot Him If He Runs, by Stuart Woods. Stone Barrington and Holly Barker travel to the Caribbean island of St. Marks to track down Teddy Fay, an agent-turned-assassin. Read the book, then see the movie. RC-51804, Feast of Love, by Charles Baxter. Bradley Smith helps his friend Charlie Baxter solve his book writing woes by suggesting Charlie get Bradley's coffee shop customers to talk about their delights and distractions. RC-58362, The Jane Austen Book Club, by Karen Joy Fowler. Seven people from diverse backgrounds meet to discuss Jane Austen's works, and over the next few months, each participant's life is influenced differently by the novels. RC-49777, Stardust, by Neil Gaiman. The town of Wall in rural England borders on a bewitched meadow inhabited by fairies. After many years, a young man promises his intended to retrieve a fallen star and embarks on an arduous quest. RC-41823, Into the Wild, by John Krakauer. Discusses The Fatal Trek by Chris McCandless, who after graduating from college in 1990, wandered into the Alaskan wild and was found dead of starvation 112 days later. RC-56937, The Namesake, by Jhumpa Lahiri. Calcutta immigrant Gogol Ganguly's name is a constant burden to him, so he legally changes it to Nikhil. Yet, as a first-generation American, he remains defined by the name Gogol. RC-31011, Bourne Ultimatum, by Robert Ludlum. When two of his friends witness a murder, David Webb must once again assume the role of Jason Bourne and confront an old nemesis, Carlos. RC-60768, No Country for Old Men, by Cormac McCarthy. After Texas welder Llewellyn Moss stumbles upon a car full of dead men, heroin, and millions in cash, he is pursued by the drug cartel and a psychopathic killer. RC-54032, The Nanny Diaries, by Emma McLaughlin. An NYU student majoring in child development opts for a part-time nanny job to pay her rent and winds up with more family involvement than she anticipated. RC-57615, A Mighty Heart, The Brave Life and Death of My Husband, Danny Pearl, by Marianne Pearl. Journalist relates Islamic fundamentalist's 2002 abduction and murder of her Jewish husband, Wall Street Journal correspondent Danny Pearl, while the couple was on assignment in Pakistan. RC-47606, Reservation Road, by John Burnham Schwartz. 10-year-old Josh Lerner is killed by a hit-and-run driver while his father, Ethan, stands by helplessly. When Ethan discovers the driver's identity, he decides to confront him. Volunteers are priceless treasures. To celebrate the contributions of our volunteers, Talking Book Services held its Volunteer Appreciation Breakfast on October 3rd. Our talented and generous volunteers were welcomed and thanked by Pam Davenport, Director of Talking Book Services. She also read notes of appreciation from our patrons expressing how much they enjoyed talking books, large print books, and descriptive videos. Naomi Brady, volunteer coordinator, introduced the volunteers, shared highlights of their accomplishments, and presented small thank you gifts. During the past year, 58 volunteers contributed almost 2,700 hours of service to the library. They inspected over 34,000 cassette books, assisted with public relations activities, repaired over 800 cassette players, prepared thousands of newsletters for mailing, answered the phone, duplicated thousands of cassette magazines and books, and performed many clerical duties. To supplement the collection of talking books provided by the National Library Service, volunteer narrators recorded books, magazines, and newsletters with South Carolina settings or authors. Holiday closings, December 24th, 25th, and 26th closed for the Christmas holidays. January 1st, 2008 closed for New Year's Day, and January 21st, 2008 closed for Martin Luther King Day. TBS Kids Page. Rediscover the wide variety of holiday festivities. Kwanzaa. RC42923. It's Kwanzaa Time by Linda and Clay Goss. RC60693. Kwanzaa Karamu. Cooking and crafts for a Kwanzaa feast. Hanukkah. RC22326. Hanukkah Festivals and Holidays by June Behrens. RC33242, The Story of Hanukkah by Amy Elrich. Christmas, RC43546, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. RC18430, The Nutcracker by Janet Shulman. RC47536, How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Holiday Books, RC54392, All About American Holidays by Mamie R. Kreith. Holiday Books in Spanish. RC22512, Canción de Navidad by Charles Dickens. RC59493, Celebraciones, Días Feriados de los Estados Unidos y México by Nancy Tabor. RC51674, Noche Buena, Hispanic American Christmas Stories. RC52994, Celebremos las Fiestas de México, Cuba y Puerto Rico y su vigencia en los Estados Unidos by Valerie Maynard. Our TBS Young Readers recommend. Paul and Marie Randall recommend the Redwall series by Brian Jacques. The stories are written for young people ages 9 to 15, but many not-so-young people also enjoy them. The Redwall series of adventures includes RC-29729, Redwall, 1986. RC-36489, Mossflower, 1988. RC-36748, Marielle of Redwall, 1991. RC-39228, Salamandastron, 1992. RC-47979, Martin the Warrior, 1993. RC-41869, The Bellmaker, 1994. RC-45135, Outcast of Redwall, 1995. RC-45599, The Pearls of Lutra, 1996. RC-46543, The Long Patrol, 1997. RC-48966, Marl Fox, 1998. For more information regarding Brian Jacques, please visit the following link, www.redwall.org/dave/news.php. Thank you, contributors. We appreciate the following donations made to the library in August through October 2007. Financial contributors, Mr. and Mrs. James Cox, Columbia, Mr. Dave Fisher, Sumter, Mr. Boyce Gwynn, Greer, Mr. and Mrs. Miles Hammett, Charleston, Mr. and Mrs. William H. Houle, Jr., 96, Ms. Esther Riley, Hilton Head Island, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Robarge, Anderson, Ms. Laura Thomas, Orangeburg, Mr. and Mrs. Billy West, McCormick. Large print books and descriptive videos, Ms. Elaine Camphouse, Anderson, Ms. Nancy Malfrus, Fountain Inn, Ms. Kylie Shields, North Augusta, Mr. Ernest Thompson, Hanahan. Gifts in honor of Lillian May and Mrs. William R. Speaks by Mr. and Mrs. George R. Griffin, Leesville. Gifts in Memory of Eleanor Ackerman Hart Boozer by Mr. and Mrs. Philip Adams, Columbia, Nell Boozer, Casey, Christina Gordon, Norcross, Georgia. Miss Harris Cannon by Bunny Thomas, Lamar. John Fling by Francis Case, West Columbia. John Pete McGavisk by Mr. and Mrs. Richard Eight, Hilton Head Island, Mr. and Mrs. John Keating, Hilton Head Island, Mr. and Mrs. Dan Pullen, Hillsborough, New Jersey, Mr. and Mrs. Donald Plumley, Fort Myers, Florida, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Raskey, Lake Como, New Jersey, Mr. and Mrs. Kevin J. Roche, Allentown, New Jersey. John W. Thomas by Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Brooker, Chapin, Mr. and Mrs. Peden McLeod, Walterboro, Henry Sherrill, Columbia, John L. M. Tobias, Jr., Columbia, Louisa Tobias, Columbia. Lois Westfall by Robert Bleese, Columbia, Mr. and Mrs. James Devaney, Spring, Texas, Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Evans, Rockville, Maryland, T.C. Moss of Cameron, Peggy Reese, Mount Pleasant, Mr. and Mrs. Tom Riley, Corpus Christi, Texas, Judy Young, Charleston. Taylor Cox, Laura Freed, Caroline Pauling, Jane Roden, William Salibi, Joseph L. Sheely, Sr., and Jeanette Starnes, by Mr. and Mrs. George Griffin, Leesville. Donations are accepted at any time, are fully tax-deductible as allowable by law, and are acknowledged. Please include the name and address of those to be notified for memorials or donations in honor of a special occasion or person. Send to Pamela Davenport, Director, Talking Book Services, South Carolina State Library, P.O. Box 821, Columbia, South Carolina, 29202. Donations are used to enhance and improve library services. Make checks payable to SCSL Talking Book Services. New books from the recording booth. Three books have recently been completed by our volunteer recording program. Please call the library if you'd like to read our newest editions. CBC 474, Satchel Paige's America by William Price Fox. South Carolina author Fox recalls his days spent with the legendary Hall of Fame pitcher in 1970 and the colorful stories told by Paige. Contains some strong language. Narrated by Charles Bierbauer. CBC 476, Sweet Home Carolina by T. Lynn Ocean. An Atlanta PR exec falls in love with the sleepy town of Rumton, South Carolina, and its quirky residents, and discovers a pirate-filled past that could be the ticket to luring tourists. Narrated by Carrie Stubbs. CBC 477, Marsh Madness by Caroline Cousins. Three South Carolina cousins and amateur sleuths find themselves tangled in a kudzu-like mystery involving a wedding, an aspiring actress, and her look-alike assistant who is found unconscious. Narrated by Jane Willis. This newsletter is available in large print, on cassette, in Braille, and at www.statelibrary.sc.gov/TBS in print or audio formats. The announcements of products and services in this newsletter should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Products and services are listed free of charge for the benefit of our readers. The library cannot be responsible for the reliability of products or services mentioned. This recording has been narrated by Glenn Gardner in the studio of the South Carolina State Library, Talking Book Services, November 2007.